would like to call this regular meeting of November 12, 2015 of the New Britain Common Council to order at 7:30 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, alderpersons Black.
Present.
Carlozzi.
Here.
Collins.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Giantonio.
Here.
Hargraves.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Papone.
Here.
Polkowski.
Present.
Rosado.
Here.
Salerno.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Sanders.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
15-0, Your Honor.
Can we all please rise for the invocation?
O God, our Heavenly Father, after this prolonged period of campaigning and with the results tabulated, look down on our newly elected officials. We all have hopes that those elected will lead and will work for your people. We pray these men and women will be humble in the task of governing. We pray for wisdom, not rhetoric. Generosity, not indifference. Fairness, not patronage. The people of New Britain have spoken. Ensure our local leaders work in cooperation, be gifted in diplomacy, and blessed with honor and integrity. Lord, give our newly elected officials the ability to build relationships and trust and openly communicate amongst themselves, the people of New Britain, and other elected officials that will better our lives in New Britain. Lord, for our part, and with the trademark of hard-hitting New Britain, give us the patience to give our leaders a chance to govern. Let us support their efforts and promote wise compromise. Make us accountable so we hold those who we elect accountable to serve all of New Britain. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Andrea Pagan.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, you can sit now, I promise. I would just like to take a moment to welcome everyone and congratulations to all of the new council members that we have here this evening. There's quite a few of you, and also a congratulations to all of our returning members. And I also would be remiss if I did not give a quick shout out to our junior Hurricane 10U and 13U football teams for winning the state championships in both of their divisions. They're going to be playing, yeah. They're going to be playing in the regional semifinal games on Sunday at Falcon Field in Meriden. So we wish them all the best of luck, and we're extremely proud of them. At this time, I would like to open the floor for nominations for Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes, Your Honor.
Alderman Salerno.
I'd like to place a nomination of the name of James Giantonio.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi. Yeah.
If I will, through you again, Your Honor. I very happily make this announcement and this nomination. Alderman Jamie Giantonio has been a major force within both our Rudd caucus as well as the entire council. I was trying to find some comment with regard to the term that we've all heard about, politics is the art of compromise. And, you know, it's funny, I really couldn't find any one person who took the term or the quote. Everyone seemed to want to embrace it. The question is, how do are we able to be able to present it within the context of political process? I think Jamie Giantonio, Alderman Giantonio, and now hopefully Mayor Pro Tem Giantonio will represent the maximum of the politics as being the art of compromise.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I rise also tonight to speak in favor of Alderman Giantonio becoming our Mayor Pro Tempore. I've had the pleasure of knowing him in the last 4 years since he has served on the council. We have had many, many good, honest discussions amongst each other. And I've always found him to be a man of his word, a hard worker, always interested in the best interests of the city of New Britain. And at times when it was very frustrating, when he was one of two and I was one of 13, he would share his frustrations, and I totally understood and tried to do whatever we could to ameliorate those situations. But I look forward to working with him and support him and encourage my caucus to support him tonight. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Seeing none. All those in favor? signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, President Fairbairn.
Family sitting there, you can face me this way. Please raise your right hand. Do you, Jamie Giantonio, having been elected to the office of Mayor Pro Tem for the City of New Britain, solemnly swear that you will faithfully and honestly perform the duties of the office of Mayor Pro Tem for the City of New Britain to the best of your judgment and skill, so help you God?
I do.
Congratulations.
I really can't go on vacation. Yeah.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just first want to thank the voters for giving me two more years and thank everyone up here for putting the faith in me to hold this position. And I think what Alderman Carlozzi said is one of the reasons I'm here. You know, I'm always looking to work for whoever wants to work for New Britain. That's all I care about. I don't care about R's or D's or U's. You know, let's make this 2 years of working for a better New Britain, and thank you.
Moving right down the agenda, we're going to announce caucus leadership, so I'd like to call on Alderman Giantonio to do that.
Thank you, Your Honor. The Rudd Caucus has met, and we have determined our leadership positions. We are going to be naming Danny Salerno as our majority leader. Assistant Majority Leaders of Willie Pabone and Robert Smedley, Your Honor.
Thank you. Smedley. And Alderman Carlozzi? Sanchez. Alderman Sanchez. Sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor. I rise for the same reason my colleagues have stated earlier. I would like to put the name of Carlo Carlozzi Jr. in for Minority Leader after our caucus has met and agreed to support the gentleman to my right.
Thank you, Alderman. Congratulations, Alderman Carlozzi. Up next is, the Clerk of Committees position, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to put the name of Todd Cheney forward as the Clerk of Committees.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi, but we do not have to vote on this, but thank you. We all can anyways. All those in favor of Todd Cheney signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. What the hell? Why not? Todd, you have to get sworn in, so if you meet Mr. Clerk down in the front. Thanks.
Congratulations. Please raise your right hand. Do you, Todd Cheney, having been selected to the office of Clerk of Committees for the City of New Britain, solemnly swear that you will faithfully and honestly perform the duties of the office of Clerk of Committees for the City of New Britain to the best of your judgment and skill, so help you God?
I do.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Todd. Alderman Giantonio for the standing rules.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt the standing rules of the Common Council as were approved the last session and have been handed out to all council members in their packets. There will be no changes.
I second the motion.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio for committee assignments.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt the item labeled 33303, appointment of committee members and chairperson positions.
Do I have a second?
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlos.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is for the appointment of the committees of the council, so administration, finance, and law, planning, zoning, and housing, consolidated, audit committee, and the committee on licenses. And I urge adoption. And I'm not going to read all the names, I guess, right?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Alderman Giantonio for liaisons to all of the commissions.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept item 33304.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is the resolution that deals with the appointment of liaisons to boards and commissions. I am not going to read through the 20 that we have, but I thank everyone for stepping up and urge you to attend the meetings when you can, reach out to your department heads, and start a good partnership with them. And thank you. I urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, now that that's over. Alderman D'Antonio, do we have any minutes?
We do.
Okay, then we'll move on to amendments to the agenda.
Thank you, Your Honor. There are several amendments to the agenda. We have a substitute item C, a new item D1, a new item D2, a substitute item 3, and new items 6 and 7. And I make a motion to amend the agenda to include those items.
I don't think I have 6 and 7.
Did you do substitute 1? Oh, and a substitute 1. I'm sorry. Thank you, Your Honor.
That motion was placed. I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Alderman Salerno. Is everybody on track? We all know where we're at. Okay. Amendments to the agenda require a roll call vote, so Mr. Clerk.
Okay. For clarification, yes means you're accepting it for the new members.
Yes means you are accepting.
All the persons Black.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, we have 5. First one is from Alderman Lou Salvio. Let's see. Autoland LLC seeks granting of a certificate of location approval from the Common Council in order to allow a motor vehicle general repairs and auto dealer's license for property at 1010 West Main Street.
Can you say that again one more time?
Sure. Certificate of location approval in order to allow motor vehicle general repairs and auto dealer's license for property at 1010 West Main Street.
1010 West Main. Thank you. We'll refer that to City Plan and the Zoning Subcommittee of the Common Council.
Thank you. Also from Alderman Lou Salvio, Extreme Rides LLC seeks granting of a certificate of location approval from the Common Council in order to allow a motor vehicle dealer's license for property at 475A John Downey Drive.
Same thing, City Plan and Zoning Subcommittee of Common Council.
Thank you. Number 3 is from Alderman Lou Salvio. BBC Auto Repair LLC seeks granting of a certificate of location approval from the Common Council in order to allow a motor vehicle dealer's license for property at 50 St. Clair Avenue.
50 St. Clair Ave. Same thing, City Plan, Zoning Subcommittee of Common Council.
Okay. Also from Alderman Lou Salvio. Please install stop sign or traffic light at entrance the hospital for special care. Wheelchair-bound woman who lives on Piermont Avenue has difficulty accessing the hospital where she is a patient. Woman says she is speaking also on behalf of patients that live at the hospital.
Police Commission.
Okay. And number 5 from all the persons Salerno and Carlozzi. Please conduct a traffic study at the northern part of Stanwood Drive closest to Gaffney School. Residents are requesting that the two-sided parking be reduced to one-sided parking in efforts to reduce congestion.
To the Police Commission as well.
Great. Thank you. And that's it, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. At this time, Alderman Salvio has requested a point of personal privilege.
Yes. I don't usually make speeches. As you can see, there are people up here that are much better at that than I am. But I'd just like to make a couple of statements. First of all, congratulations to all the people surrounding me. The 15 of us were successful in winning a seat on the Common Council again. But that's the interesting part. The interesting part is that we all campaigned to defeat somebody else. And that's worse. That sounds worse than it really is. Because, you see, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that we get one of these every Friday before a council meeting. It's the council agenda. And when we come here, we each have to vote on the items on this agenda. And we vote not as Republicans or Democrats or unaffiliated or anything like that. We vote as a body. So, and I think that's one of the fallacies of having 10 people run from districts and five at large. There are places in the United States where people run for an office like this without having any party affiliation. And I think that's the way it should be. So we will be voting on the agenda. We will be voting as a body. And we will not be voting as Democrats, Republicans, or unaffiliated. That's the way we work up here. So we all have to vote on everything. We can't abstain. The only thing that would get us out of voting is if we have a conflict of interest. And that's all I have to say. Again, congratulations to everybody, and also especially to our leader, Mayor Stewart.
Thank you, Alderman. Thank you. I would also like to take a moment to welcome someone else to the council chamber this evening. For those of you who don't know, my chief of staff, John Healy, can't say he's left the building because he's still here somewhere. He did leave? He left the building. Okay. John did leave. but John's last day was the other day, but I just want to take a moment to welcome Jody Latina, who will be my incoming chief of staff, and she's sitting right there next to Corp Counsel Gennaro Bizarro. So welcome, Jody. And with that being said, I'd like to move on to the consent agenda. Alderman Giantoni.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have all items on consent. No one has asked for anything off, so I make a motion to accept and adopt a consent agenda of item A, B, C, D, D1, D2, and E.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. Questions or comments on the consent agenda? The consent agenda always requires a roll call vote. Mr. Clerk.
And unanimous.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Alderpersons Black.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Fabone.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. On to our Section 4 resolutions, and resolution number 1, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 1.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. What resolution number 1 has to do with is our appointments to the Mattabesic District Commission. We are members of the commission along with Berlin, Cromwell, and Middletown, and for those of you who don't know, Mattabesic is where all of our wastewater goes, so very important to what we have going on here. We have four members who are, their terms are up, and I'd like to first thank them. Jerry Amodio, Bill Candelori, Angelo D'Alfonso, and John Valengavich. I'd like to thank them all for their service to the city the past few years. And I would like to put, as the resolution reads, the names of Timothy T. Stewart, Mary J. Morocco, Tony Lynn Collins, and Paul Cantanzaro forward to fill our four vacancies on the Mattabesic District Commission, and I urge adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Any aldermen have any comments? See none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 2, Alderman Davis.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution 2.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you. What resolution 2 does is I was fortunate and blessed enough to win a seat here to the Common Council, and with me doing that, that left a vacancy for my Board of Education seat, and it gives me great pride and honor to nominate my good friend Miriam Gerasi to live out the last 2 years of my seat on the Board of Education. It's not every day where you can nominate a good friend, someone who I know has the best of the school district in heart and in mind. She's the mother of a very accomplished freshman at the high school, very involved freshman who's going to do great things here in the city. So I know some of my other colleagues here have gotten to know Miriam very well and have other great things to say about her, but it gives me great pride to nominate Miriam Gerasi to live out my seat.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Any other Alderman Carlozzi?
Thank you, Your Honor. I rise and also like to speak in favor of this resolution. So I first met Miriam when she came to the council about a year and a half ago, maybe, to speak. I had an opportunity to speak to her a little bit after that. I then saw her at a couple of meetings of the Civil Service Commission and observed how serious she took her position and how dedicated she was to doing what she felt was right. And then as a campaigner for the 5th Ward, and she worked very, very hard in that. I find Miriam to be a straight shooter. What you see is what you get. And I find her to be someone who will not just take, just take an answer at face value, but will actually look into it some more. And, of course, having a child in the high school, I think, is very important that Miriam understands the value of doing a great job on the school board. I ask her to be open. I ask her to always think of the children first. And I know she'll do a great job. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman.
Yes, Your Honor.
Alderman Rosato.
Thank you, Your Honor. First of all, in speaking in favor of this resolution, I've had the privilege of meeting Miriam during this campaign season. I can remember, and I know she remembers vividly, she had some physical issues, and I was able to go and visit her at the hospital. And I got a first taste of getting to know who she is as a person, meeting her daughter, meeting Dave. And I'll tell you that I am so excited to have her be in this position. One of the things that learning on the campaign trail, going door to door, was how passionate the voters are about our education system. And one of the things that I feel is imperative for us is to help in changing the perception that people have of the Board of Education. And I have no doubt in my mind that Miriam Garachi has a lot of love and compassion. She has great character, and I think that she's going to be an important part of improving the perspective that people have of the Board of Education.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor, through you. Ms. Gerasi, I will call her Ms. Gerasi only because, as you know, in all cultures, it seems that we're all related somehow. And I call her a cugina, which is my cousin, as the case would be, through marriage. And I say that without any shyness. I think it's important to just mention that it's not just about that part of a familia, if you will, but Miriam is a part of our family, both in terms of this campaign and a part of this community. She has done a number of things throughout the community quietly, without any great revelry. She has helped in the community throughout. She's going to be a tremendous addition to the Board of Education. She's a hard worker, and she really knows how to. She thinks on her feet, and I think that's a quality that a lot of people don't have, and that's important to be able to respond to questions and problems that people care about. So I'm going to wish you really the best. It'll be congratulations and condolences all at the same time, Miriam. Okay.
Thank you, Alderman. Seeing no more comments or questions, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Miriam. No. You can't get sworn in until I sign the resolution. Sorry. 11. I gotta make sure I put the right date on it. If you want to come up to the podium, Mr. Clerk will swear you in.
Congratulations. Please raise your right hand. You, Miriam Gerasi, having been selected to the office of the Board of Education for the City of New Britain, solemnly swear that you will faithfully and honestly perform the duties of the office of Board of Education for the City of New Britain to the best of your judgment and skill, so help you God.
I will.
Congratulations.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much, Your Honor, Alderman Davis, the rest of the council, for the trust that you've put in me to fill these very large shoes that Mr. Davis is leaving for 2 years.
I'll cut it out.
I've gotten to know many of you through this campaign on a personal level. I'm honored and humbled to be able to be representing our Board of Education and the students of New Britain High, my family, my daughter over there. I think it is time that some changes are made, and you all know me. I'm not afraid to speak my mind, and I plan on doing that. I thank you all again for this great honor, and I promise you I will do my best every day to be the best I can for our students and our future. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Resolution number 3, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, Your Honor, through you. Thank you. This is a resolution involving the DEC. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay.
A motion to accept and adopt.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Okay.
My apologies again, Your Honor.
No worries.
This resolution deals with a DECD financial assistance grant. It's an effort to have the resolution that we apply for the City of New Britain for $850,000, Connecticut DECD. This funding will help us with the Connecticut Route 71 pedestrian improvement projects. You've probably seen some of that in the newspaper in the last couple of days, to be able to assure that our citizens are safe when they are using that particular part of the City of New Britain, and I urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion on the motion? Alderman Salvio.
Yes, some of us on the council received a request from one of the people that lives on Hartford Road in the apartments there to ask us to support this resolution because he's one of the people that walks to the shopping centers, the various shopping centers north of the golf course. So with that, I support this also. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 4, Alderman Giantonio for Naples. Alderman Naples.
Thank you, Your Honor. I move to accept and adopt resolution number 4.
Second, Your Honor.
This basically is...
Seconded by Alderman Polkowski. Sorry.
What this is moving emergency management funds between two fire department accounts so that in the amount of $18,057 to apply emergency much needed repairs to the emergency management building on East Street at 613 East Street, which is over 100 years old but structurally sound.
Thank
I
you,
urge
Alderman.
Adoption.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 5, Alderman Smedley.
Your Honor, I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 5.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you. Corbin Pinnacle LLC and Corbin Heights Extension LLC are in the process of renovations for a number of the housing units in the area, and Pinnacle Heights Extension has proposed to convey for no consideration a small strip of property. It's about 37 feet deep, wide by 200 feet long, and it is to be added to property owned by the City of New Britain. This strip of property is normally used by our athletes for access to the Powell Field. I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 6, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 6.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Hargraves.
Thank you, Your Honor. What resolution number 6 is, it authorizes the city to enter into a contract with EBIX. They are a software company that will help us institute the GPS system that we have on our snowplow fleet, which allow the city, public works, our public safety telecommunications center to track where our plows have been, what streets they've plowed, when they had their plows up and down, and all that good stuff. This will be something that will roll out internally this year, and then there's plans next year to roll it out to the public. So when you're sitting at home wondering when your street's going to be plowed, you'll have a place you can go and see when the plow will be there. So this is a great another step into having that in place, and I urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Any further questions, comments, discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 7, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, thank you. Through you, Your Honor, I wish to place this resolution for exception and adoption.
Second.
Second by Alderman Giantonio.
This is a resolution for the golf carts and the GPS system for the Stanley Golf Course. We've had an opportunity now to be able to purchase these golf carts at the present time through the actual budget. There will be a trade-in for some of the golf carts that we already existing that do have. It's actually a very important piece because it is one of the highlights and a feature of the actual golf course itself, that people like to have our carts that are modern, efficient, and effective. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Salvio. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:01 p.m.
Wow.